I invite you to gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight, and let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in and exhale slowly. And as you do, remember the breath that you take in and the breath that you let go is the breath of God. Holy Spirit, we are grateful this morning to be here for the message, the music, the understanding. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. God loves us with an everlasting love, lingering in the warm glow of such unconditional love. I am nourished and encouraged to be loving. God's love radiates from within me, pouring forth from my heart and soul. Divine love does a mighty work through me. I am the loving person God created me to be. I am God's love in expression. As I give my time and undivided attention to others, sometimes the simple smile or hug I give is more meaningful than even my most carefully chosen words. With all of my heart and soul, I share God's love with others. I do this as I remember to act in kind and loving ways towards all people. Let these words resonate within you and know from deep within that, yes, you are a child of God. And you hold on to that affirmation as it is a statement of truth. Holy Spirit, thank you for reminding us of who we are and the potential that lies within each of us. We can be more than we currently are. So join me on that journey to the secret place of the Most High, a place of peace, love, joy, and faith. These gifts reside in our consciousness, and we can touch them at any moment, at any time of the day. So let's make our way to that secret place. And as we get close to the door, we realize that before we can enter in, we must become empty. Is there emotional and mental baggage that we are carrying around that is not serving us? Let it go. Maybe there is physical baggage that we drag around that is not serving us. Release that also. And as you release these baggages, feel the light and life of Christ calling you to enter in to the secret place. So we step through the door, and as we do, we feel a relief. We feel a lightness. We take a seat. We take a deep, deep breath. We exhale. And we open up our heart centers, where love resides. And as we do, we feel the light, the love, the healing, the peace flowing in and through us, and then out into our world to bless others. We are grateful for this opportunity, Holy Spirit, to begin our week with this wonderful knowledge. Take the next few moments to be in the silence without the sound of my voice, and use this time to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Do give thanks, Holy Spirit, that you have heard our prayers and you have answered them as you always do. We say thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.